All right, our last talk for this afternoon is going to be a talk on alfalfa suppressing mugwort and the effect of allelopathy. Thank you very much.
Hi everybody, I'm Hüseyin Önen from Turkey. I'm a weed scientist from GPO University, Tokat. I would like to present a part of my work on alfalfa, especially allelopathic effect of alfalfa on mugwort. Mugwort is a perennial aromatic plant. It changed from small herbs to shrubs, and it grows, therefore it grows from 0.5 meter to several meters. It's known as a medicinal plant, as a digestive system, treated against worms, charm protected against evil and danger. Therefore, its name's coming from virgin gods of nature and protector of woman and childbirth. So it's a nice plant, but unfortunately, it's a weed in cropland. It is an important weed because it has an extensive rhizome systems. It contains numerous phytotoxic components. That's why it is highly phytotoxic to several crops. Thus, mugwort is found in all continent and all farming systems as a weed. The controlling of weed is quite difficult, and new approaches are needed to control these weeds. But from our observation, we saw that alfalfa suppresses mugwort very well under the field condition. Here, a control plot, as you see, mugwort grow very widely, but when we grow alfalfa as a cover crop, as you see, mugwort disappeared in the orchard. But when you look deeply in under the crop canopy, you may see mugwort very weak and as if affected by herbicide. Look at it. It's yellow, whitish yellow in color. Therefore, we thought that this suppression is not just because of cutting regime in alfalfa or competition ability of alfalfa. Allelopathy may play a role in this interaction. Our proposal was to assess the extent of allelopathy in the alfalfa mugwort interaction under the greenhouse and laboratory conditions. What we've done, we have done three experiments. In the first experiment, we dried and ground the mugwort plant materials, both shoot and root, and prepare water extracts from these materials and apply to mugwort seeds in petri dish experiments. In the second experiment, we applied this extract directly to mugwort seedlings in the pot experiment as post-emergence application. In the third experiment, we soil incorporated the both shoot and root extract, both shoot and root dried material, and then we plant the fragments of mugwort rhizomes. Also, in this experiment, we evaluate the seedling colors. Okay, let's see the result. in the first experiment, with increasing extra concentration of shoots, the germination of mugwort were sharply decreased. As you see, this is red ones. But significantly, no effect were observed with root extracts. Similar effect were observed for mean germination time. With increasing extract concentration, the mean germination time, I mean germination, time need for germination is increased by, again, shoot extracts. But no differences were found for root extracts. As in germination, the seedling growth were also negatively affected by especially shoot extracts. As you see, in the highest concentration, hypocotyl growing almost totally inhibited. Also in root growth, same result were observed. But interestingly, roots were sensitive to root extracts also. As in second experiment, we applied as post-emergence application of extracts. We did not found any differences between control and extract applications, but this is control plan, and this is shoot extracts application. As you see, there in the beginning, small discoloration, then necrotic symptoms were happened on the seedlings. Is same. Soil-incorporated mugwort were also, as in petri dish experiment, affect the rhizome sproutings. As you see, soil with increasing soil incorporated alfalfa amount, the sprouting of rhizome is sharply decreased. But no differences with root growth, root soil incorporated material were observed. Also, seedling growth were affected as extracts. Here, as you see, with increasing amount, shoot late decrease with shoot soil incorporated shoot materials. Root late also decreased. As I said, we measured the color of seedlings also. The colors of seedling were not affected by underground alfalfa materials, but above ground alfalfa material turned the color of seedlings to whitish yellow. As you see, this is L value. L value means the lateness from 0 is black, white is 100, is increased. It means it turned to whitish. Whitish. So with soil incorporated shoots, also the hue angle, which is showing the yellow to grow color, is again decreased. Therefore, we say it is affect not only seedling growth, but also color of seedlings. Here, it will be more clear. This is the control, but this is the highest dose of shoot, soil incorporated shoot. And some of mugwort seedlings, although they are sprouting, soon died, as you see. As a result, the result indicate that shoots of alfalfa may have some allochemicals that highly inhibitory on seed germination, sprouting of rhizomes fragments, and seedling growth of mugwort. Therefore, the allopathic effect of alfalfa along with competitive ability and harvesting regime may play important role in suppressing mugwort growth. The allochemicals responsible in this interaction were not identified, but therefore experiments related to allochemicals involved are needed to eliminate these possible allopathic interactions. Thank you. And question, comments.
Time for some questions. Any of you have a question?
I'm just interested to know if this has been a common observation. You say that this is a common weed across the world, and I know alfalfa is a common crop across the world. Have people looked into this before?
Sorry, people? Yeah. Could you please explain your question?
The question is, mugwort is a very common weed, and alfalfa is also commonly grown. Has this interaction been seen in other parts of the world?
I'm not sure, but in Turkey it's common not only for alfalfa, for some others. Perennial wheat also, the farmers know it very well and using when they when they face with problems, especially with perennial wheat problems, they as a solution, at last solution, they're growing alfalfa in Turkey. But I'm not sure. We will make a article this, and then the whole world will learn.
It's a follow-up. Is there anything in the literature about this interaction? If when you look around in journals and on the internet, is there anything written about this?
No. This is the first time. For alfalfa, for mugwort. Okay. There are for some other perennial weeds, but for alfalfa, it's the first time.
Okay.
Therefore, it's original. I'm here. We know from some research on chemical content of alfalfa, but in this experiment we did not make any this kind of things. But there are lots of secondary chemicals such as saponins and others, which is alfalfa including, and they are even you cannot grow alfalfa. After alfalfa, you have to make a break because of these secondary components.
Any other questions? I'd like to thank you.
Thank you.